Blog Talk Radio.
He said, unmute it.
I'm here.
Sorry for that, y'all. Trying to find a easy question to put it off.
Oh!
And that was your opening, folks. I'm so sorry.
I tell you,
I could not find to save my life. And I mean, when the song plays on the other side of the board, it'll show me the song, right? And I can adjust the volume or shut it off. You know, we don't even have to listen to them. Because I was late getting on, I was like, well, we don't need to hear no music. I'll just shut it off. And I can't, it's not lit. I mean, it's like rows and rows of songs, right? No problem. But when a song is playing, it's lit up. Nothing's lit.
Yep.
I was like, what the heck? But anyway,
maybe
for that, we're Mercury retrograde, so I know anything is possible right now. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Friday Happy Hour. How are y'all doing? Hello, She-Ha Spirit. Hello, Deborah
Hello.
R. Hello, Christina. Hello, Miss Wilhelmina. All right.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello,
hello everyone.
Hello.
Yeah, and I apologize for my tardiness. I was on that darn Amazon because I found out, what's that eraser? What's that Mr. Clean eraser? Man, that really cleans up. I was going to have them repaint my wall because they mounted a TV for me today, but I was going to have them repaint the wall first. And my neighbor came over and said, look, just use an eraser. It'll clean all that up. You know, from the fireplace smoke, I'm going to get a mantle now, so I won't have to worry about it no more. But anyway, I'm like, oh, damn, they got to come in and paint, and I got to wait till that dry and blah, blah, blah. She brought that eraser over, and I mean, it cleaned it in a matter of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it really works. Eraser. Okay, eraser.
Yeah, those are good.
I've seen that, but I didn't know if it really worked.
Oh, girl, yeah. Not only did it clean the wall, but I said, well, let me see, because I have a frame around the fireplace. It's, what is it, like staccato? It's not marble, but, you know, kind of on that line. And I tried to keep it clean and put a little comment on it. Shoot, I put that eraser on it. That thing is light again.
Okay.
I'm getting that eraser. I'm going and buy me a bag of them. You get like 18 in a bag for what? What did I pay? $20? No. Yeah, about $20 with tax. Yeah.
I might try that myself.
Yeah, it really does work. Yeah, I'm telling you, I was that wall was that smoke had really messed that wall. That stuff didn't even take the paint off. Just took all that soot off right away, just like a wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the commercial is for it, it's true.
Yeah, I've seen the advertisement.
Mm-hmm. It says it cleans your stove, too. So I said, we're going to see about that, too. We do all that, but anyway. Yeah. So how everybody doing today? It's Friday, congratulations again to Miss Wilhelmina and the She-Ha Spirit. Winners for yesterday.
Thank you.
Miss Wilhelmina.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll have some fun.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's y'all's energy or whatever.
I said you have to be present.
The first two won there, so then Christy and what's his name? Tiki won.
Tiki.
Right? Because I'm going to keep pulling until we get a winner. Somebody that's in the room.
I actually let Ada take my back inside the pot, but she wouldn't hear it. Would you, Lynn?
Lynn.
Huh? I tried to get you to take my name out of the pot, but you wouldn't hear about it.
No. Everybody's name go in the pot. I don't care who it is. Yes, that doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, once your name is pulled, then you've taken out the crystal bowl. I put it in the yellow bowl then because I know those people have had readings, but. You know, I just like everybody to get a chance, especially the regulars. You know, I realize we got a new one. There's probably more new people going to come in. But and it's all the same. I type them up and do a little strip and fold them up. But, you know, I want to see our people win. But that's just me. That's just the selfishness on my end.
Yeah, at least both Miss Wilhelmina and Shehab, you every Friday, you guys are right here. So
yeah.
Then on the same day, that was great.
Thank
shoot, I would call Miss Wilhelmina for some recipes. Forget the reading.
Well, I don't cook like normal people cook.
Mm. Well, that's because you don't cook in the household, but it's the
right,
recipe.
Right,
that's
right. You put in, it's a feeling. I understand.
Yeah,
that's
right. I get my mind together and I just, that's
I agree with that. That's the way my mother cooked, Mr. Wilhelmina, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. This stuff I make, and I was like, well, shoot, I don't know how to I'll tell you, I'd use about this much and this much of that.
And you know what? That'd be the best food in them darn recipes, a half a cup of this, a tablespoon of that. But a little of this, a little of that, add a little bit more of that. Them be the best recipes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Usually, if I get a recipe and if I start cooking, making that particular dish, once I've done it a few times, it's like I don't even care about the recipe. I just do what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, that's cooking
out,
with love. They say that way you're cooking with love.
Mm-hmm. Now, cake is a little bit different. Some things I use, I don't want to measure everything with the cake, but I usually try to measure with the cake. But I know there's people that can make cakes without me using any measurements. They just go by what they feel.
Mm-hmm. I like that's why I said that would be the best. Ooh, I had a girlfriend make pound cakes. I told her they reached back generations and slapped your grandmother.
Cakes,
you talk
about
good.
You make
oh,
some good pound cakes. Them pound cakes
yes.
That's in your mouth. Oh my Lord.
No recipe. I asked her too. I said,
I've
well,
had
what's the recipe? Mm-hmm. Handed down, mm-hmm. You know, from generation mm-hmm. to generation. Yeah. That's a
right,
recipe.
Right.
She didn't tell me, but she could whoop it up quick. You want to have some cake with your coffee? Yeah, sure. Gets ready. I was like, how do you do that?
Because you're used to doing it. You know, once you're used to doing it, that's how you, you know,
yeah.
You make it.
Well,
I don't have any questions.
No, go ahead. I don't have any questions, but I do have something to share with you. I went to Sanibello on Wednesday because I wanted tummy tuck. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Boy, they had me down for four things because they do an Abex. I don't need an Abex. I ain't all that overweight. Because they told me that I wasn't really the kind of candidate that they was looking for. I said, but I got a pooch. This is for me. This ain't about no man or mm-hmm. nobody else. Ever since Sanibello came out, y'all been out for 10 years, I said, I've been wanting a tummy tuck. You know, I've just been waiting to hear the pros and the cons about it. But anyway, they had me up to 16 grand, y'all. I said, look, I got a waist. My stomach is flat mm-hmm. on top. I just got a pooch from having kids. That's all, okay? That's all I want you to do is get rid of that pooch. I don't need no, because the Avex makes you look like you got a three-pack. So they charge for all and reducing. But they do. I mean, you get a waist if you want all that. You'll have a waist and, you know, and all that that's on the side from your stomach hanging in the front. And none of that there. All that's gone. So, I mean, it, you know, it's worth it if that's what you want. But I was like, no, I know how I look when I lose weight. So I said, mm-hmm. I just want to tummy tuck. I said, you know, let's get back to the 2500. I don't need no $16,000 worth of work. I don't see what's the one Vogue ain't calling me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to share. It was really quite interesting because they said they do turn people that are away either because of mental condition or health condition because they don't take people that are real obese. They won't take them, I guess, because it's too much of a health risk. But I'll tell y'all what, they ain't about four blocks from the hospital. but they also do modern makeovers too. So I don't know, but this was interesting. They only do whatever you want to your body, even if you want the full mommy makeover, every 3 months. Mm-hmm. They don't do, and I respect that they don't like, oh, gee, yeah, my lips look good. Okay, look, can you do my breasts, put my breasts up? Oh, okay, I think I want my butt done now. You know, no, you wait every 3 months because they're going to see you in between time to make sure. They don't do incisions. They do little holes. So, like, the ab X is four holes, you know, and that's how they do it. And then they give you, she said they give you cream, you know, to put on those so they'll blend back to your skin. I'm like, oh, okay, I hear that. It's no, you know, big incision, excuse me. But anyway, she said after you are healed and everything is okay, then you can go to the next surgery if you so desire. And I like, you know, some people get happy with that plastic surgery. You know, be trying to look like everything they are. So I'm glad that they take the precaution either way, right? Take that precaution. Like, no, you ain't going to just turn around and come right back. You know, ain't that what happened to, what's his name's wife, James Brown's wife? And what's that other, Kanye, that child, his mama. Didn't they die of plastic surgery? Yeah.
Yes,
I think it was plastic.
But she had,
I like that they wait. You have a 90-day waiting period for you can get some more. So I like that. But anyway, it was interesting. Yeah, I just wanted to share it with you. It was interesting. I had to laugh, though, because I went with Shav's godmother.
Thank you.
And she counted 4x4, you know. And when the lady said to me, she said, you know, you're not really a candidate. I said, well, I think I'm big in my mind.
Yeah. But you got real heavy like that. So that's what they're looking for, people that, you know, overweight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and really want to make that bodily change, right? And I understand that, too, because some of us, we don't need all that. Or either. And you know what? There was a lady just had her stomach done, y'all. She was 76.
Oh,
good, too.
Wow.
I'm not saying, you know, she was all that in the face now and body-wise. I mean, her body looked good as far as that. She was medium build. But, yeah, she had just had her tummy tucked on, and she had her slacks on, and she looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She was 76. I said, well, hell, I feel good. I'm younger than her. She.
Yeah. It's the
If I was to do that, I would have to have the thighs, the stomach.
Would you?
Breast enlarged. So
no,
I just
said,
be as I am.
Yeah.
I know, because I was curious, Deborah. I said, how much is it for breast to match my right breast with my left breast? My left breast is when I had the cancer. So it actually looks good. It's uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they did, when they took the cancer out, it actually made the titty look good. The one on the right, it said, yeah, you 70, what's wrong with your ass? So I was asking just to match the left one, right? Because it's already small. So just match it so I have one big breast and one, of course, you know, half that size. So I was like, you know, and she said, oh, yeah, you know, we can add that on, you know, to the toe. I was like, I'll just wear good support bras. That's all. I was just curious because I didn't know when I wanted to do it after I had the surgery and stuff and I healed up and I said, well, you know, how much would it cost to do breast enhancement, just one side? And he said, you're looking at about $8,000. Now that, I'm in my 14th year of not having breast cancer or any cancer as far as that's concerned. So imagine it's $16,000 now. That may be about right. You know, maybe because I'm thinking today's time and the interest rate and what things cost. Forget COVID, just, you know, it's been almost 14 years. So, yeah, prices probably have changed. So in that respect, you're probably in that median, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know my breast is so big. My breast is big like cantaloupe. And when I was in high school, I used to be so embarrassed because my breast was so big. And then there were two more young ladies, their breast was big. And I said, okay, well, I ain't by myself. I see their breast just as big as mine. But I've always been, like, self-conscious of mine because of the fact they're so big.
Did you get breast reduction?
My husband don't want me to be all cut up, so I ain't never tried to do that. And I've had some young ladies that I work with, they've had their breasts reduced.
Me too.
Still didn't
stop
their back
pain. I know women that have looked good.
But I'm good now. I don't work anymore, and I'm not standing up making drugs all day or nothing like that and standing on my feet or nothing, so my breasts don't really bother me anymore. It's being too heavy for my back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why a lot of women that have large breasts would get reduction because it bothers their back, you know?
It's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
They have back problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have large
breasts. Wilhelmina. Go ahead, Deborah.
No, I just was saying I don't have large breasts. Mine's
you can have some of mine, Deborah.
Huh?
You can have,
I can have some of yours.
Some of mine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I tell some people. Well, at this age, I'm just fine with what I got. You know what? Because gravity has pulled them down, and I say, I'm glad I don't have big breasts.
But isn't that how women supposed to be? Real women supposed to be? They don't keep the breasts up like that forever.
Right.
Gravity will come knocking at the door.
Yeah, gravity pulls everything down. I have is the big butt and the big thighs and hips and legs. Mine is at the bottom. At the top, I'm smaller. The bottom is big.
I'm proportioned.
But I always had a waistline, you know, and all that. I always have had a waistline and stuff, but I'm just smaller at top.
Yeah, me too. So that's why I told you I don't need all that other stuff. Give me that $2,500 deal. I feel like Chris Rock off of In Living Color. Good Lord. Is there anything cheaper? How much is it just for a piece? Really a funny show.
So you're thinking about getting it done?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking because I've done sit-ups and all that stuff and walking and marching in one place, anything that, well, the top of my stomach definitely went down, but that pooch area right above your pubic area, your pubic bone, that area right in there. And she told me on Wednesday, she said it's not really muscle, it's just hanging skin, like, you know, from pregnancy. Or if I was obese or something, lost a lot of weight. I told her, no, I've never been obese. I said, they had to make me eat when I was pregnant. I just never been that, been like that. But to me, I feel like I'm big. But that's just a non-crazy time.
I lost so much weight, too. That's what I need is a stomach trim because I had the weight loss surgery. I went from 238 to today I weighed is 167, so I just need a stomach trim. I don't have anything else to lose.
Nothing. You know,
if I can get that done, I'll be willing.
No, I was going to say, you've lost your weight. You look good.
I don't know about the dude, but I lost that weight. ladies, I would drink water 24/7 before I put that 238 back on. Because you just feel so much better. So much better. And I'm sure you all can contest to that. You know,
I can.
as you get older, weight just ain't it for older people. It's bad for younger folks also, but as you get older, it's really not for you. It's really not.
Too hard to get that shit off. That's why.
Well, I
won't eat for a day and I work out for three and it's gone. Shoot, you hit 50.
But
you're like, yeah, we're going to work out. How long?
Yeah, but you just feel so better. The whole body just feels better when it's not carrying all that weight around. It's just the feel of
being I feel it now. So.
Yeah, it's a feel of being like.
I just don't want to have. I don't want to have the surgery to get it. But shoot,
I know.
Yeah. No sooner I lose weight, it comes back on so fast.
If I knew what. I know now after having the surgery, I wouldn't have it again because I never had any issues. But that surgery is no miracle. All you have to do is make your mind up what you're going to do to lose weight and do it. And that surgery is just another object that sucks you out, you know.
And
because people that had the surgery and stuff the same time I did, they lost about 10 or 15 pounds and put 30, 45 back on. So it's no magic.
Yeah.
It's no magic in that stuff. It's all in your
mind. Because I know several people have had it. I know I have a cousin that had it. I have a friend, a close friend that had it. She just had it. She's trying to keep it down. She did lose a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know people that had it that they stay small. They never put it back on, but, you know, it's not an easy thing. So
their mind was made up. That's all. Their mind was made up.
Right.
And they'll tell you when you
and
go
you
through
can
the
lose
box.
It.
Go ahead.
You could probably lose it even without the surgery. You just have to put
now
your mind to it.
Yeah, now I can because I know the real trick. And that's what they were telling us in the going through the process. You have got to have your mind made up. And when that mind made up, it's Wilhelmina. If you drink water, you think you're going to gain it back. you just that psyched, you know. But when that mind made up, nothing else. Nothing else you want that helps you to put that weight back on once that mind is made up. So,
well, I hope I get like that then.
Yeah, I'm telling you now because I've been through the process. And if your mind ain't made up like right today, it would make me dog sick if I ate something or if I ate too much, you know. And it's all in the mind, and I want you ladies to tell me about. Don't waste your money on nothing if your mind is made up.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. Yeah, because when I have lost a lot of weight before, my mind was like there to go do what I needed to do.
Yeah.
I didn't go on no hardcore diet. I just I was exercising, I was walking, and I was watching what I was eating, and the weight just started coming off, you know? I didn't even realize how much I was losing.
Right.
But then I got into a state of mind where I wasn't caring, I wasn't thinking anymore about it, and that weight came back on. But if I could get my mind back wrapped around and got to get this weight off. You know?
That's
all. And the older we get, if you lose weight, the more I feel like I lose weight, but then I gain more back.
That's what I'm saying, because you got to, that mind has to convince the body. And once that.
The body.
That mind is, get that mind controls it. So once you get that mind made up, what you're going to do and you're going to keep it on, you're not going to gain it back anyway. You just won't gain it back.
Yeah. Right. Got to put myself. Yeah. Yeah, because if you can't go on those real hardcore diets like to lose, you lose 10 pounds here. And then if you don't keep doing that, you're going to gain it back, you know. You have to change everything, like you said, the whole mind change.
Have to do the whole mind, because the body's going to fall into place when that mind is made up.
You got to be disciplined. That's it. That's the number one word, discipline.
If I had known that, I could have saved my insurance company $33,000, because that's what it cost them. But, you know, I was working at the time, so no, the insurance paid for it, the company insurance paid for it. But, you know, I know now when people want to talk about having that, and I just tell them, don't waste all that time and trouble they take you through to get there. And, you know, like the insurance companies now are not really paying for it like they did back what, 8 or 9 years ago. They don't pay for it anymore. But it's no need to go through all these doctors and all that stuff. It would be a waste of time if you're not ready to do it. So that's my spiel for today, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the information.
I think I'll just exercise it.
Oh, you don't have to get down on the floor. You can sit in a chair and exercise your stomach. You know, just lift your legs up and down as though you were marching. Sit right in the chair.
Go walking.
Because I said I can't be getting on that floor and trying to get up and down. So there's got to be another way. So I went to senior exercises, and I like the one that's for the chair, because you can do sit-ups, and you also can do your arms and your head and your neck, and you're sitting. So you're comfortable as you're doing the exercise. You're not overstraining yourself. And it's at your pace. You know, once you get your little routine down, whatever, like, I don't know, maybe you march 10 times, you know. Maybe do your arms 10 times or something. But it's at your pace. It's not necessary that you do every morning, because they do it 5 days a week. No, you don't have to do that. I think that's where we get off, where we lose weight and we gain it back, because we work real hard to get it off, but we have to change our attitude about what we eat. And that's why people gain weight back. You know,
that's
like
so
I know
true. My
weakness is chocolate. So I know I can't, if I do get a wild hair up my ass that I want some Godiva, then I'm going to order so much, and that's it. I may not touch Godiva no more for 6 or 7 months, because then I'm going to put on weight. If I let myself just really get into it, I'm going to put on weight because I like their chocolate.
Yeah, because, see, Lynn, you know your trigger. And once that mind made up, you won't be ordering that Godiva.
No. Because I know it'll make me gain weight, so I'm like, nope, I'll leave it alone. You know, I enjoy it for that. That's what I'm saying is, if I continue doing that, what would be the sense of losing the weight if I'm going to turn around and put 20 or 30 pounds back on, right? That doesn't make sense. I mean, you might put 5 or 10 pounds, and that's okay, because you want to give yourself a medium and then a cutoff point. Like, okay, after 10 pounds, that's it. Now I ain't, you know, putting on any more weight. But you have to be able to, like I said, change your attitude to know that, okay, discipline. I want to have this. I want this hamburger and these fries. I get this diet. Okay, well, do that. Have the hamburger and fries, but only do that one time during the week. Don't eat fast food every day. Eat your vegetables and your fruit. Or as Sheha was saying, drink a lot of water. You know, you got to do that. That's what they don't teach you. You have to be comfortable with yourself when you lose weight and feel good about it, right?
That's
the only way. Ladies, that's the only way you can get weight loss surgery. You go up in there and you saying you're going to lose weight and you want to do this and that for your husband and your family and all that type thing. You just might as well walk out the door, because what they want to hear is you doing it for you. Before you can protect a psychiatrist give you the okay. You got to identify yourself. Leave everybody else out of the picture. Because if you can't do it for yourself, it's not going to get done.
And you know what else? I got a question for you. Oh, God, I dropped that on the floor. Okay, I got a question for you, Sheha. You know on that show that used to have My 600-Pound Life? And not many people of those were very successful. They might have been on the show, but you know how they go back, I don't know, a year later or something to see how the person's doing.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those people are giving away back.
Because
the facts, they,
you know,
they,
people think, God,
so okay, yeah, they even have that on there where what happened to this person or that person. They said, well, they're no longer with
right.
them. Because they gained
right.
the weight back after they had lost 300 or 400 pounds, you know.
The stressors, see, that's why you have to see the psychiatrist, because they identify all that. You have to identify your stressors first and deal with them, because there's so much in your life that's causing you to gain weight, right? So if you don't deal with your stressors, like you say chocolate, if you don't deal with your stressors, you're going to gain that weight back.
Yeah.
And you have to see a psychiatrist with the weight loss surgery. They want you to identify, do you have a happy home? Do you have stressed children? Are you worried about this? Are you worried about that? You know, you have got to identify all of that, because all of that is what has caused you to gain weight.
That's
do you
true.
Love yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
number one.
It's
do
like,
you love yourself?
Yeah.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Yep.
How much do you love yourself compared to your husband and your children? Do you feel like you're valuable? See, people got to identify those stressors, because all of that is getting you to this point of weighing 600 pounds.
That's what I think, too, Anna, that some of those people had already, I'd say, indoor issues. And because they were on the show, they showed their outdoor self. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really their inner self. Because they were going to give them a little money and whatever, producers.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for the right reasons, I believe. Because, they were supposed to go through certain tests and different things and, you know, evaluations. That's what I want to say. They were supposed to go through, and I was like, so it was very few of them that kept the weight off and stayed like around a 13, 14, or 15 size. Yeah.
But see, that 600-pound life don't show the all of the back end of that. It don't show that. They got the sickness in which they pick. You know, because these people,
they edit what they want you to see.
Yeah, they say what they, you know, the tidbits. But these people are not going to put you on their table and do nothing if you don't pass all of these tests they send you through. They don't do that. And they have grown-up issues, you know, about the mother and the father or something like that, what they went through in childhood. Those are stresses that's causing them to be in a condition they're in. That's one or two of them, you know. And people turn to food for comfort, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And if that's what you do, if things in your life is causing you to get to 600 pounds, because that is truly a concern, you know, and you have to deal with it. Because these doctors, they are not going to say, well, come in, I want the weight loss surgery, and throw you on the table. That don't happen. It's so much stuff you got to go through. It's so many tests you got to go through to get there.
And then the surgeries afterwards, Anna, let's not forget about the after surgeries, because when you weigh that much, there's a lot of hanging flesh on your body. So some of those
they hadn't had
that excess removed yet, but they did show some that did have it removed. That cost money out of their pocket. That show did not pay for that.
Well, if it's medical, if it's going to be a medical condition, then your insurance will take it up if it's medical. But if it's just cosmetic, you have to pay for it out of your pocket. But if it's something that's medical after that surgery, the insurance will help you pay for it. You know, when people have the stomach hanging on the knees and the ankles hanging on over the feet and all that kind of stuff. See, that's
right.
Medical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just way too much excess skin. Yeah. And it can
be
heavy.
Yeah, it is. I've seen that. But you know what? The number one thing, though, that She-Hulk said, do you love yourself? And it's true. That's true, because when you love yourself, you don't want to hurt yourself. I mean, being big is not bad, because I look at people like Queen Latifah. She's happy in her body. She is terribly happy, and she does good. You know, her work and stuff, whatever, singing or acting. But she's happy with herself.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do that Hollywood thing of let me get down to a size 5 or 6 or something like that. Queen Latifah said, this is who I am, and this is what you get. What you see is what you get. Well, that's because she loves herself. And that's what
and
a good point. Because I used to say when I was much heavier than I am now, and I used to say, oh, I may be big as a house, but all my rooms is in order.
Like Queen Latifah, she's lost weight, but she does it in a healthy way, you know. And some people
and
are just meant to be big. Yeah, she's a solid. She's not, you know.
She's solid.
She's not all fat.
She's
always been a solid. She's a big
she's
woman.
She's a big girl and she's solid.
Yeah.
She's not a
cotton ball. Yeah.
I call it cotton ball fat.
No,
Right. She's gonna weigh 250 pounds, and another person weighs 250 pounds, and Queen Latifah
is
like 150. You know, because she's solid.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, she's an example of somebody that loves her size. You know, and I think that child does too. What's her name? Lizzo? The one that's in the news that the people are up against her arms about her sexual harassment and bullying from the tour. Excuse me. Yeah, from the tour. But, you know, Lizzo's big. She's 2-something, 250 or 300 pounds. She on the singing or rapping, whatever. She's out there. She don't mind exposing her body either. I was like, you go, girl. You got some courage and strength. So it's true. You got to love yourself, and you don't, you know. I mean, in Lizzo's case, it's probably the money, but on the whole, I would say love yourself because you don't have to be. I say I'll never be thin again like I was when I got married, and I don't want to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be a few pounds lighter, that's all. Not no big thing.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm going to gain a little bit back. We get married going to the holidays. You think I ain't going to eat during Thanksgiving and Christmas? The devil is a lie. Jeez, the holidays is coming up. I got to get a little of this weight off before the holiday, because I know I'm going to put a few pounds back on. Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving and Christmas. I don't care that much about New Year's, but them 2 days, I'm somebody cooking. It ain't me.
So you know if you're going to be around some food, you're going to eat it.
That was a good old thing for me. I still can't get but a spoon or two.
But that's okay,
good.
But you can enjoy a little bit of it. See,
at least you can taste it. At least you can taste it.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
And
because
some people won't even eat any of it at all, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
think if I can get my mind around just having a spoon, a tablespoon of whatever I eat, I probably wouldn't lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, you would, I still eat normal food, but you know, with just a bite here and there, so.
Yeah, and that's how you keep it off,
because
it's not enough.
Full is full, right? Full is full.
Right.
So, it don't bother me.
Right. As long as you're full, that's what matters, you know?
Full is full.
You know, you ain't supposed to eat.
The body
eat,
only needs
cool.
to be nourished. You know, as long as the body's being nourished, that's, you know, I think we just think
that's
we
right.
need to eat some, you know, more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if it takes, you should take, I could, you take an example. If you used to could eat a cup or two of dressing, okay,
mm-hmm.
your stomach could take that, right? What's
right.
the difference between two cups of dressing and two tablespoons of dressing?
Right.
You ate it till you got full of it, right?
Right,
so
right.
That's an analogy to show you. You know, it doesn't take two cups of dressing when it only takes two spoons of dressing right now. You know, it's the same thing. You're just not eating as much as you used to, that's all.
Right. So you set your mind to say, hey, I'm satisfied with just that tablespoon of, you know, food.
Yeah.
And then the body will adapt to what, you know.
It will.
Yes, it will.
It will, because if you ever fast, Deborah, your body will adapt, because when you come off a fast,
it will adapt.
You're not going to want but a little
it
bit
will.
Of food. Like
yeah,
some
right.
soup or a pudding
right.
or something soft. Yeah, you don't want a big meal because your stomach has gotten smaller.
Uh-huh. Right, because I've done a 10-day green smoothie where all I did was drink the green smoothies. Well, it was different kind of smoothies, you know, vegetables and fruit blended for 10 days, and I did that. It was hard. But
mm-hmm.
after I came out there, I couldn't just eat food, you know. I had to
no,
go really slowly, just eat a little bit of something.
That's
you know,
right.
Because
you
I had not, I was just drinking these smoothies, you know, with the vegetables and the fruit. Oh, I love y'all. You know.
So have y'all tried the Steve Harvey Evate vegetable powder that you drink, you said it makes him feel so energetic and
yeah,
healthy.
I just heard him talking about that. They sell it in Walmart. It's a powder, and then he also have some kind of gummies, I guess. It's supposed to give you a lot of energy and, you know, and I guess help you lose weight, too. But it
I
gives
wonder
you a
how
lot
good
of energy.
Is.
I wonder.
Well, he said,
Steve Harvey.
Of course,
Steve
he keeps
Harvey
saying he knows
meaning?
People that.
Steve Harvey. Steve
okay.
Harvey. He has a. He got some scientists and some doctors and some, I guess some chemists that do alchemy, and they got together and got these different vegetables and to make. Cause he would say he was feeling so sluggish with his big stomach, he didn't lost a lot of weight. And he feels so energetic now because he do all these shows and things. And he had these people go out, these doctors, and go out and find something for him. And now he's promoting it in Walmart. He said,
right.
It's good.
The
yeah,
online.
It's being sold in Walmart. I was just listening to it yesterday. I can't remember the name, what it's called. But anyway, he was saying, young people, like in their 30s and 40s, really should start doing this, whatever, you know. But he said it's definitely good for, you know, as you're older. But if you start taking this, it's like, I guess it's like a vitamin, you know, but it's a powder, some kind of powder. Substance.
I'm
going to
check that out. I got to go by Walmart anyway tomorrow. So I'll stop and look that up. And Steve, I wrote it down as Ms. Wilhelmina was talking, and you too, Deborah, so. I'll check it out. I'll go to the beach tomorrow.
I listen to his radio show, so I have to go back on there and see the name. I just forgot what the name of it. I didn't write it down.
It's called L-E-V-A-T-U. It's called L-E-V-A-T-U, Vitality Daily Greens. Tart cherry, and they have it in chocolate. It boosts your energy and improves good health. And it recharges your cells. 30 superfoods and 9 greens per scoop.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Check it out.
Walmart. So just, you know, go to Walmart where they have all that, the stuff for energy drinks and diet.
I'll let y'all know. I'll check it out to see if they got a little small container. So if I don't like it, you know, but yeah, I'll check it out.
So it'll give you a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I said, well, I need some energy. Pick me up.
All right, ladies. She just gave me the signal. We got 90 seconds, so let's wrap it up. I'm not going to play the music because I'm perturbed the way it went to begin the show. So anyway, let's all say goodbye. Wish each other. I love her, love her, love her, love you. And have a good weekend.
Love you too.
Love you
too.
Love you all.
Beautiful ladies. I'll have a good one.
All right, let's all have a good weekend.
Yeah. Oh, Christine,
you were quiet. Who is it, Christina? Yeah, you didn't talk too much.
Yeah. No, Jessica
wasn't on, right?
Yeah,
right.
Jessica wasn't here. Christina was here.
Christina,
she was just quiet. She was here. Jessica wasn't here tonight. So, you know, Jessica's in California vacation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
You remember she went down there?
Yeah,
she's with her sister. So, yeah.
I have the solution to weight loss. I have the solution.
What's that?
Go to the DMV and tell them how much you weigh. 150, just like that.
Yeah, I got that on my license.
They gonna challenge you.
I tell my weight
We're
master what I
here.
Need.
Thank you, Christina. You ended the show on a good note. Laughter is good, girl. Laughter is good. Thank
you.
We out. Okay. Love y'all.
Have a good weekend.
Great weekend.